Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the organized chaos that is our Wednesday night Purium Lifestyle call. I'm going to go turn off those beeps, and we're going to get started here in just a second. Thanks, everybody, for being on the line. Welcome, welcome. Thanks, everybody. Oh, we got so many people on the line that the bridge is having a hard time turning off the beeps. It's a good problem to have. Woof. I heard people calling in from Colorado and Missouri and Tennessee and Louisiana and New York and New Jersey and California and Arizona and Iowa and Indiana and Missouri and Florida and Kansas and Maryland and Oregon and Texas and Pennsylvania and Virginia and Nevada and Utah and Hawaii and Washington and Canada and a lot of people on the line tonight. It's always exciting. My name is David Litt. I'm in charge of sales and marketing for Purium. I'm calling in from snowy Colorado here and just hosting for David Sandoval every Wednesday evening. He does the Purium Lifestyle Call. It's Dinner with Dave, his radio show. Tonight he's going to be talking about fiber as well as a couple other really good subjects. He's going to talk about how you can change your life, how you can change the world. And whether that's the subject of the call, it always ends up being part of the subject of the call. So pull out your pen and paper, pull out your cell phone, pull out your iPad, however you take notes, because it's going to be an informative call, as it always is. So I'd like to welcome onto the line our owner and founder. He is the author of the Green Foods Bible, David Sandoval. David, you're on the line.
I am. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. Yeah, great.
Awesome. Well, good evening, everybody, and I wanted to welcome you all to this Wednesday night call. It is our first call of the year, and I know that everybody has had a lot on their plate, no pun intended, coming through. Gosh, it just seems like Thanksgiving. It's just been one thing after the other, after the other. And I'm really, I'm really looking forward to this year, this upcoming year. Just my anticipation, my excitement level, it isn't like over the top or through the roof. It's really steady. Like I'm just really, really confident that because of the hard work that I'm going to put in and because of the dedication, the intentions that I've set, because of the team that I have around me, because of all the amazing things that we've been doing together and that we're going to continue to do, I just have this quiet confidence that, you know, hard work plus good planning equal great results. And, you know, hard work and good planning equal great. That's not a bad equation. And so tonight, I, you know, wanted to talk about this new plan that we have. I think you've all heard a lot about it, this 10-day transformation becoming a 90-day continuation that we call the reset. And a lot of that reset is based upon using the Daily Fiber Blend. And Daily Fiber Blend is a certified organic, gluten-free. It is a high-fiber, anti-parasitic. It's just it's a really nice product, the Daily Fiber Blend. And we, we are including it now in the 10-day transformation pack. And we want to get people really started off on the right foot. And it isn't that the Super Cleansar, it's not going to be available any longer. It just is not going to be part of the basic 10-day transformation. And so because of that, it's been requested of me that we, you know, jump into maybe a greater understanding of it. I've gotten a few questions about it, and I want to address those. And probably the coolest part about it is that it is, I guess, has a lot of things that people are looking for. It's kosher, it's raw, it's organic, it's pure, it's gluten-free, And that's all really nice, but those are just words. I always tell people if the products don't work, neither will the business. That's the way it is with Purium. If our products don't work, the business don't work, and the business does work. It is working, and that's obvious because we were one of the fastest-growing companies in America 3 years in a row. So obviously the products are working. The people are working. And so I want to give you my little sermon, if you would. I don't know if you call it a sermon. That might be a little bold. But I always like to call it my monologue. How about that? Where I just tell you a few things that are on my mind and give you a little bit of my insight, my philosophy, if you would, about life, about nutrition, about whatever is on my mind. And I think that's why David Litt calls it like a radio show format. I used to do a radio show, and I always opened up with this type of, you know, opinion, and then I opened it up to talk about more serious subjects. So I wanted to talk about five ways, and there's 500,000 ways. So by no means do I believe that I've summarized all the ways that we could change the world. That wasn't the point. I just wanted to give five little ways for you to think about, for us all to think about, so that we can be part of a collective consciousness in the way that we think. And it doesn't mean you have to agree with me, but if you do, or I could begin to help you reshape the way that you see things a little bit, then that'll be good. So number one through five, in no particular order, you could change the world by the way you use energy. If you change the way you use energy, you could change the world. Now, a few years back, I heard that if we reduced our consumption of gasoline by 10%, that the price would drop by 50%. And I didn't know if that was true or not. And then I saw the recession happen, and people stopped driving as much. People didn't have as many jobs. They didn't take as many vacations, and our use of fuel was reduced, and prices of gasoline went from $3 to $1.50, and we saw that it was true. And now that we're starting to use more gasoline again, we see the prices creeping up again above $2 and beyond. And this is a simple supply and demand. So what happens is when we have cheap energy, we use more of it. And if we have the discipline to use less of it, regardless of the price, then we can change the world. The second way that we could change the world is by changing the way that we impact the accumulation of plastic. And one simple way is to change the way that you get drinking water. Get a really good filter and get a reusable bottle, and you could change the world. Plastic bottles, water bottles, are perhaps the number one single-use plastic on the planet. So if you change the way you get drinking water, you could change the world. Filter your water. Always keep a big bottle and a small bottle. The big bottle stays in your car, in your office, in your home, and a small bottle is what you carry with you. And then the filter is constantly being ready to fill the large bottle that you fill the small bottle from. Change the way you drink water, you change the world. Next, change the way that you buy food. If you buy organic food, then you push GMO food off the shelf. If you buy pure food, you push adulterated food off of the shelf. If you buy non-GMO food, you push GMO food off of the shelf. If you buy food that's not wrapped in plastic, then you push food that is wrapped in plastic off of the shelf. Change the way you buy food, and you could change the world. Number four, change the way that you see people. Change the way that you see people. Somebody once said, when you change the way you look at people, the people you look at change. And the other way you could see it, I guess, is that I guess, let me share a lesson I learned in church. So our the person who was, giving the sermon, if you call it that, they were giving the talk, and we were sitting in ceremony, teepee ceremony, which is a church, a Native American church, and we were told, I looked in the Bible, read the Bible from end to end, read a lot of different holy books from end to end, and I didn't see one place where it said that God expected us to understand each other. He expected us to love each other. And if we all keep waiting to be understood, if we keep trying to understand each other, then we're going to be waiting a long, long time for peace and harmony to come. Peace and harmony come from loving each other unconditionally, from understanding that each of us is fallible, that the mistake that you criticize somebody for today is the mistake that you either will make tomorrow or that you have made yesterday, period. And we need to own that. So let's change the way that we look at people and see if the people we look at don't change. And that's a lesson I think that we could all could learn from. And then, again, my final lesson for tonight about this subject is to change the way you see yourself. I have some people who follow me on Facebook, and I said a few things. I always have these sayings. They're inspirational. They make me think about life, about myself, about what I'm capable of, about how infinitely powerful I am, not more powerful than you, not more powerful than anyone, but how I am infinitely powerful, and so are you. And so when I say things on my Facebook page, like when they tried to bury me, they did not realize that I was a seed. And you could say that that seed grew up to be a tree, and that tree bore fruit that fed the very people that tried to bury me. The branches gave shade and could be burned to keep you warm when you're cold. So, yeah, when you tried to bury me, you didn't realize I was a seed. I like that saying, but it's a positive saying. I also have been known to say that when they told me I was nobody, I think I misunderstood, because now every time I hear that I'm nobody, or excuse me, now every time I hear that nobody can do something, I always think they've given me a new job, because I don't think that there's anything that can't be done. So my name is nobody. I could do anything. Now, finally, I want to tell you the story of Edison. Edison, as a young man, brought a note home to his mother. And he said, the teacher said I couldn't open this or read it. I had to give it to you. And he handed the sealed envelope to his mother. The mother opened it. He said, what does it say, mother? And she said, the teacher said, your son is too smart for our class. There aren't any teachers who are capable of teaching him. You're going to have to teach him yourself. And, of course, he grew up to be a great man, a great inventor, a great leader, a great teacher. And one day after his mother had died, he went into the closet cleaning out her things, and he came across that letter, and he opened it up, and it said, your son is an idiot. No one can teach him anything. Keep him at home. He's no longer welcome here. So when we change the way we look at people, the way the people we look at change. And so I've been seeing a lot of change in people. I joke around and I say, wow, I want to see a lot less of you this year. And by that I mean I believe we can help most people overcome their weight issues. And the way we're doing that, the way we've been doing that for over 150,000 people, think about that, 150,000 people. That is a good-sized city. That's a pretty big city. I live in a city of 1,500 people when we've all got a guest there. That's right, 750. I know people who live in cities of 2,000, 3,000, 5,000, 10,000. I grew up in a city of 33,000. I think Long Beach, the city I live in, has over 100,000, but 150,000. That's a lot of people. That's a big city. And we've helped over 150,000 people lose over 12 pounds. Many, a lot more, 300, 200, 150, a lot of those stories. And if you times that 150,000 by just the 10 to 12 pounds, then you're talking about a lot of weight that we have helped America to lose. Now, we didn't always know the exact scientific reason. We didn't always have the exact pinpoint reason, but we knew that we were in the right area. We knew that we were feeding people right. Their bodies were being nourished, and they were having success because I went out and I found amazing ingredients. But we now have scientific proof that ingredients in our products can be directly attributed to providing a phytochemical, to helping our body stimulate a hormone that could only be stimulated by a specific phytochemical. And that phytochemical could be found in our daily fiber blend. In fact, when you take one serving of our Power Shake and one serving of our daily fiber blend, you are going to get the requisite amount of our rice bran extract. We have one type of rice bran extract in our Power Shake. We have another type of rice bran extract in our daily fiber blend. And if you take one serving of each and every day, you're going to get the requisite amount of rice bran extract phytochemical inducing action. In other words, between the two, you will stimulate your body to begin to produce more of a hormone called adiponectin. And as you know by now, I hope you do, if you've been paying attention to what we've been saying for the last 2 weeks, and if you haven't, I'm really glad you're learning it now, that the difference between obese people who seem to hold on to every pound, even overweight people who have a few stubborn pounds, and lean people who seem like they could eat anything and never gain weight, well, the difference is those lean people that seem like they could eat anything and never gain weight, they have a lot more of a hormone called adiponectin. And those people that can't seem to lose any weight, they have a lot less of that same hormone. The difference is about 40 to 45%. And scientific studies show that the phytochemistry found in our rice bran extract, and we have the only organic version on the market, it's found in our daily fiber blend and in our Power Shake, that it will stimulate your body to increase adiponectin levels by 40%. That's right, the same amount that is different between lean and heavy body types. And so people wanted to know more about the daily fiber blend. And as I said before, it is organic. It is gluten-free. It is kosher. It is amazing. It is gentle. And it is probiotic. So let me give you some facts about fiber. Most people absolutely do not get enough, and fiber is not a product for old people. In fact, if you don't start taking fiber until you're old, then you may not grow old, because colon cancer and other things like that, they're directly associated with the lack of motility. Motility is how fast food moves from your mouth and to where it's out of your body. And the longer food dwells in your body, the longer it has a chance to do damage to your body. And so it should be noted that most labels that say high fiber are filled with all types of very unnatural fibers. It should be noted that 26 grams of fiber a day has been proven to do some magical things, like dramatically reduce your chances of developing diabetes, colon cancer, and other conditions like high cholesterol and heart disease, high blood pressure, and on and on. Fiber is vital. If you take one of my Dave Sanimal Academy of Learning courses, I actually put fiber as a nutrient, even though it's not. Protein, carbohydrate, fat. Everybody knows that those are macronutrients. We need protein, carbohydrate, and fat. But what we forget is that we also need fiber. If you ate foods that had nothing but protein and carbohydrate and fat, there'd be nothing to move those through your body. And so I consider fiber to be the anti-nutrient, if you would. It isn't taking away nutrients. It just must be. It is a nutrient in that you must have it. And without it, your body would suffer and die. And that's the description of a nutrient. It's something that without it, your body would suffer and die. So why isn't fiber considered on that essential list? And of course it is. And so this is especially important in children. If you worry about candida, think fiber. If you worry about constipation, of course, think fiber. If you worry about gas, think fiber. Cramping, think fiber. But most fibers are ill-conceived. Most fibers absorb so much water, they dehydrate you and cause cramping. Most fibers are so harsh, they actually scrape your intestinal walls and remove all of your friendly bacteria. Most fibers are inexpensive and poorly comprised. And that is why I believe that the combination of having a high protein fiber, a high fat fiber. Why a high fat fiber? Well, think about it. The very first ingredient in this product is high fat flaxseed. High fat flaxseed. The reason why is because your body needs fat to regulate hormones, but your body also needs fat to lubricate your bowel. Fiber absorbs moisture. Moisture is a lubricant, but grease is a better lubricant than water. Fat is a better lubricant than water. That's why the first ingredient is high fat flaxseed. Lignan. Google lignan, L-I-G-N-A-N, and its health benefits. Lignan has been proven to be more effective than some pharmaceutical drugs, than in fact every pharmaceutical drug except for one, at helping reduce the occurrence, the recurrence of tumors in women who have had breast cancer removed. Lignan's powerful. It's a type of fiber. Not all fibers are created equal. The very first ingredient is an amazing fiber and an amazing fat, an omega-3 fatty acid that regulates hormones and helps guard your nerve endings, not erode them. And then we have protofiber. Protofiber is uniquely ours. We have the worldwide exclusive rights to it. It is a protein fiber extract from rice. It's like rice protein and rice fiber and rice phytochemical all wrapped up in one. And it is this specific ingredient that is most responsible for increasing adiponectin. And we, again, have exclusive worldwide rights to it. And so when you look at this product, when you look at the, you know, daily fiber blend, the name daily means something. It means that you need to take it daily. Look at the organic black walnut hull, powerfully antiparasitic. Look at the fennel seed. Why fennel seed? Well, fennel seed takes away body odor. Fennel seed takes away gas. You don't want, if you're cleansing, no offense, to have stinky gas. Well, I thought about that, and I put ingredients that would fight against that in this product. We have organic agave inulin, not FOS like other products use. This is going to make your friendly bacteria grow very rapidly. Instead of taking somebody else's bacteria, let's grow your own organic guar gum, this amazing fiber that sticks to your intestines and helps your body to absorb and also detoxify. Now, people think of amaranth as a grain, but it's an ancient grain. Buckwheat is not a grain at all. Quinoa is not a grain at all. Chia is not a grain that contains gluten. And so when people go, but Dave, there's grains in here. Well, guess what? Amaranth is an ancient grain, and buckwheat and quinoa are not grains at all. Quinoa is actually a fruit. So before you criticize me for putting grains in here, remember that chia, amazing, amazing food. Quinoa, the buckwheat, all of these, amaranth, these are amazing superfoods that most people never, ever, ever get. And the combination of these creates a combination of soluble and insoluble fibers, of fats and enzymes and prebiotics, of anti-gas and anti-odor, of anti-parasitic, all rolled into a single product. No one does this, you guys. No one does this. And it's organic and gluten-free and kosher and raw and all the things you want. And so, you know, I'm really excited about this year, really excited about the fact that our first group cleanse starts in just a few short days on the 9th, and I want to go big. I want to have no fewer than 300, 500 people on this first group cleanse. So are you in? I want you in. I want your commitment. I want you to bring a group in. I want to rock and roll. I want to start out this year with another 50,000 people in the first quarter having a 10-day transformation, and I know that we can make that happen. So I appreciate everybody being on the call. I have one more thing I want to share with you. Give me one second while I check something out. Where did it go? I want to share with you. Come on. We got 1 minute to go. Okay, so I wanted to announce that we have a solid date for our next High Vibe Happy Hour. If you don't know what a High Vibe Happy Hour is, it is a corporate-sponsored event at the corporate headquarters. We have an MC, we have a DJ, we have great entertainers. We have a Purium Talent Showcase, and it was amazing last time. We have an open Purium bar with amazing smoothies being made from fresh fruit and fresh juices, and all types of Purium products. We have little presentations by Amy or myself. We have prizes that are given away. We are going to be live streaming for the very first time, and it's going to be Saturday, January 28th. I need to check my calendar. Somebody verify that for me. So, again, appreciate you all being on the call tonight. This is going to be a high vibe year. It all starts in 10 days. We're going to go big, and it's going to have a very high vibration.